Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is summertime rolling in. We're excited about it. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, or it's 855-529-7234 if you want to call in and have our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter, chit-chat with you about what is going on. Look, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on Earth, so don't set your bar too high, but we're going to have a good show today. I'm telling you, it's exciting. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, to read our disclaimers. Don't do it while you're driving. Do it late at night when you want to go to sleep, and 3 a.m. when you wake up. We're going to have a wonderful case or no case. That's where Cal Hunter, our illustrious producer, tries to stump us and tell us a scenario, and it's either a real case or it's not a real case, and then we have to try to determine the outcome. That's Todd and I. Today we're going to talk about Lori Vallow in Idaho. Yeah, just be prepared to be talking about Chad Daybill and Lori Vallow for a little while, but the latest there. Book lawsuit in Florida, what that's all about. Varsity Blues, the ones where the parents were allegedly, or at least some found, giving universities money in order to get their kids in. There is some huge news on that issue. You thought it was over? No, it's not. Holmes, final, you know, she's exhausted everything, but she's going to prison. And her final hoorah, what she's asking for now. Supreme Court comes down with a number of important rulings recently this past week. We're going to talk about those. I'm not going to get in detail. Man, I thought this was over too, but Epstein, lawsuits still concerning Epstein. If you don't know who he is, we'll discuss that. But Epstein's next. And why is Texas suing hotels? Does anybody know why Texas is suing hotels? We're going to tell you why, and then Todd's going to get into Haley Pullins. Pullins, General Hospital star. I don't know, is it Pullins or Pullis?
Yeah.
Pullis? Well, I don't know. Pullis?
Pullis.
And then we're going to talk about one final thing that about prison that you would not believe what is happening with a lawsuit concerning the prisons. That one's the most bizarre one, and that's why we're leaving it to the end. Don't you hate that when you go to a concert, your favorite concert, and by the way, I'm getting older and I want to go home early, and they're playing everything that you don't care about until the last half hour? It drives you nuts, and that's what we're doing here.
It's the encore songs that come out, and you're like, you know, if you'd have played that one in the first 20 minutes, I'd gotten some sleep.
I know. Well, not only that, I don't even mind, Todd. I don't even mind them saving, like, the good one for last or one or two. But there's some bands that they play the six top ones, the last six. You know what I mean? And it's like, come on, guys. Did you just fill in a little bit in the middle?
Probably because they don't want to be finishing the show with a stadium now that's only two-thirds full because everybody was thinking the exact same thing we are.
Oh, all right. This is play the song from the 80s so I can make it to the Sizzler buffet in time for dinner. I know it's only 4 o'clock.
By the way, I'm not in... No intent to impersonate Cal Hunter was meant by that.
By the way, I'm throwing it out there. I love Sizzler, and Sizzler has gone out. It keeps going out of business. They're the two that were near us in Sacramento, California, are both gone, to my knowledge.
Well, the franchises, right?
Sad.
They're changing their name from Sizzler to Simmer. And
that's a good one.
Rare.
Yeah.
Well, and let's last night. Let's go back to the concert thing. There's the anecdotal things we're doing. Isn't it the worst? You know what the worst thing you can hear in going to an 80s, 90s concert with, you know, older people? What's the worst? I think Cal doesn't know this answer. I know Todd knows the answer.
Carole King?
What's the worst thing you can hear from the lead singer? The worst thing.
What?
Do you know this, Todd?
Do tell.
Cal, can you do a drum roll, Cal?
I would, except the computer is locked up right now.
I'm sorry. He's always locked up with Cal. He's a locked up. All right, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. The worst thing in the world you can hear is, and now from our new album.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the Paul McCartney trick. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I've got a song I've written you don't care about. Beatles music coming up.
It's like, I don't want to listen to your new song. I want to listen to the last 40 number one hits that you had over the past 40 years, you know?
Or when you take your kid to a concert and it's a band that was popular when you were in the 80s, and your kid says, you know, that song sounds a lot like what I heard in the elevator on the way up here.
Didn't they play that at the Raley's when we were buying rutabagas?
Exactly. That's us. Anyway, we're going to talk about some interesting things as we go forward. You know what? Some interesting things about music. And I want to bring this up. I just watched the documentary, I know it's been around, on Tower Records. And if you guys want to listen or watch the most interesting documentary about business, about the, I'm going to call it the cult culture of the LP and records, that Tower Records is an absolute awesome Netflix program that shows from the very beginning of Russ, I can't remember Russ's last name, but Russ is his first name that founded it, started in Sacramento, California, started not too far from where we are.
And it was huge.
And it went worldwide.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of things I didn't know. I guess I'm going to tell you the punchline, though. Not all the punchline, but some of them are still going today. But talk about going from billions of dollars in sales to complete bankruptcy goes to the issue of businesses where you better adjust your sales. And then not only that, and they did bring up the issue, and this is, I'm not giving it away, debt, high debt, you know, when you go into high debt. And you know as well as I do, Cal, you've been in the business for a long time, and Todd and I know this. It turns so fast from LPs to discs, CDs, to, oh, CDs will be there forever, to, you know, then Napster comes, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're done.
LPs, cassettes, CDs, streaming, download, and profit goes from $15 a unit, like in an album,
right,
to 15 cents in a download.
That's exactly right. And what was happening, too, is you've got people who, I only want one song. I don't want to buy a whole album. So guess what? For 99 cents, they'll go buy it.
Which is what it used to be back in the 50s and the 60s. You'd go out and you'd get that little 45. It was singles. Then it all went to LPs. You know, another industry that's similar to that, I tell my kids that I used to work at a video store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Like a Blockbuster thing?
And they are, well, what's that? Yeah. What is a video store?
Blockbuster was massive.
Yeah.
Tells you sell, right? Like, we're off topic, but I just love business, and it's no different than Clubhouse. If you know social media, Clubhouse was huge. It was worth, they got offered $4 billion from Twitter at one time.
Clubhouse?
That's exactly, Cal doesn't even know what that
I've
is.
I've never heard of it.
But it's like, it's a social network where you go in and talk about topics, and it's almost defunct. I mean, it's just like there's hardly any people using or listening to it.
Wow.
Anyway, we got a lot of cool stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to do a case or no case when we come back. Cal's going to try to stump us, and then we'll get into Lori Vallow in Idaho. We'll be back.
All right, heads up to our affiliates. We will not be airing any commercials this break the way it looks, but we will make sure that we leave on time and come back on time, which is a shock for many of you. Anyway, stay tuned as Radio Law Talk proceeds here. Our first break is coming up in 15 seconds from now. Stay tuned.
RadioLawTalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Oh, come on.
And Frederick Penny, guys.
All right, we're going to talk about Doomsday Mom Lori Vallow in a little bit. But before we do that, we asked Cal Hunter if he's got his music for Case or No Case. He does.
No, nope, I got Radio Law Talk music because,
good.
You know,
good enough.
Windows hostage. Here we go.
All right.
Our first Case or No Case today, Andrea Feliz works at a fast food restaurant in San Jose, California. It was a Sunday night, and her boss, Hakeem Kingsley, informed Andrea that she had a mandatory training meeting Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Andrea said, well...
You can turn the music off, Kel.
Yeah, I will. And thank you.
Yeah.
Andrea said, okay, but I will have 39 hours on the clock by then, and so two of those hours will be overtime, and you have a no-overtime policy, so how's that going to work? Oh, and besides, she said, I have an appointment Tuesday night. Sorry, can't make it. Hakeem said, oh, no, you'll make it. Yeah, it's mandatory. And by the way, nobody's getting paid for attending this meeting. It's a training meeting, not work. She reminded him that theirs is a transactional relationship. Hours for money and money for time. And he said, you need to make certain sacrifices for your job, so just be there. End of discussion. She didn't go. He cut her loose. And she said, thank you. That's interesting. My next stop is not going to be at the unemployment office. It's going to be to the Department of Labor Relations, because what you've done here isn't right. Yes, I'm going to ask them if I have a case or no case. Todd, what do you think about this?
What do I think about this? Well, first off, if she goes to the... Was this California?
Yep, San Jose.
San Jose, okay. So if she goes to the labor... Department of Labor Relations, the Labor Board, whatever that agency
those people,
is. If she goes there, they will file. I mean, they will file and investigate whether or not there's merit to it. I mean, I don't see them going, yeah, you don't have a case. I see them saying, yes, you may have a case. We will go ahead and file and then leave it up to you to present the evidence to see if there's something to support it, right? It's also a prerequisite. You have to file first and then get a right to sue letter if you want to pursue it on your own through a private attorney, and they say, okay, great, well, then we don't have to deal with it.
Have at it. Yeah.
So it is a case. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to say that Hakeem, as odd as this sounds, prevails. And the reason why is because she didn't go to the meeting. Now, he can say it's a mandatory meeting. He can say you have to go. But she is saying, well, you weren't going to pay me for it. You weren't going to do this. In order for her to perfect that claim, she would have had to actually go to the meeting, have the hours, incur the overtime, and then sue him for the unpaid wage for the hours that she spent going, because she is right. If he requires her to go to training, that has to be paid training. If it bumps her to where she's over 40 hours in the week, then he has to pay the overtime for that. The problem is, by skipping the meeting, she never incurred those hours, and therefore, he didn't have an obligation. She doesn't have a claim because she skipped the meeting. In fact, because it was mandatory, she was required to go. He would be justified in terminating her because she didn't go to a meeting that he called that was a mandatory meeting. So, case, she loses.
So you're saying go to the meeting and worry about the details afterward is the error made in that.
That's the error she made.
Fred Penny, what say you?
I don't have to do anything now.
No, you're done. Go home, everybody.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Was easy.
Unless I'm wrong.
No, actually, it was clearly you have to pay him for their training. And that's part of your employment, and you got to pay him. Yes, you have to pay him overtime. By the way, California, every state's different. You look at it. California, some states do overtime per week. So 40 hours a week, if they work 41 hours, guess what? It's overtime for 1 hour. But in California, if one day, let's say you work 35 hours in a week, but one of the days you worked 9 hours, you get 1 hour of overtime for the day. So they look at California per day overtime. And so it's more restrictive to employers, and that's why a lot of companies move out of California, by the way, because the overtime rules are extremely strict. And a lot of EDD rules and regulations in California are extremely strict, hence the people moving out of California, the businesses moving out of California. So the answer is she would win for sure. Just like Todd said, this is a for sure a scenario. The question is this a scenario or a full-blown case? And that's what I'm going to have to try to figure out. And you're right, Todd. They would have lost because she didn't perfect. She just needed to show up and say, when he didn't pay the overtime, then that's when you argue. You can't argue, hey, you got fired because you didn't show up, not because of you weren't going to be paid. So the question is this a case or a scenario? So you say it's a case.
Yep, I
say. And she wins.
I say case and she loses because she didn't show up.
I mean, she loses because she didn't show up, which I agree 100%. The question is it a scenario or not? Cal, which way should I go? Which side do you
go? If it were me, Fred, I would go case or scenario. That's what I would do.
All right.
Wait to narrow that one down there, Cal.
Oh, my gosh. I'm pulling a... you know what? Denise is gone, so I'm going to try to make sure that we both score a lot. So I'm going to stick with Todd. I'm going to say it is an actual case, and she loses because she does not show up, Cal. And that's the reason she does not show up. And that's what I think... The reason, let me tell you why I'm bringing that up.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy because it's so obvious, you think, and it's so straightforward. The first thing we start talking about, I was like, gut reaction was, well, obviously she's going to win that one, and you got to pay for the, when they show up to training, that's part of it. But I think that's the trickery here is, Cal is like saying, it sounds so obvious.
He set it up to really vilify the employer.
Right,
you
know,
even the presentation was such that it was really set up to make the employer look bad.
All right, when we come back, Cal.
Like the state's EDD.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. And it's in California. So when we come back, Cal's going to tell us what happened in California. Look at your state, those employers listening. Look at your state and figure out, you know, is the hourly per day, per month, per week? And there's different rules. You got to pay for training. Some, you know, some don't. Here's the other thing, by the way, I'm going to throw out there. What about when they travel? Do you have to pay them overtime for travel? Ooh, big question.
Are the hours in the car considered working?
And you have to pay them the full amount. There's rules there, by the way. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Don't worry about this spot play. We've got bad problems on my end, but they're not your problems. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will continue.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
We're back, case or no case. Cal, go ahead and lay out what the facts were again about this very interesting wage an hour or EDD claim about that.
All right,
employee.
Fast food worker ordered to go to a mandatory meeting. She said, I can't. I have another appointment. He said, you must. It's required. It's required training. She said, well, so I'll be on overtime. Then he said, well, we have a no overtime policy. And by the sides, nobody else is getting paid anyway. And she said, I disagree. So she didn't go to the meeting. He terminated her. And now she went to the Employment Development Department people and said, hey, I think this is a bad thing. What do you think? Do I have a case or no case? And Todd said, yes, and Hakeem prevails, the company. Fred said,
same
what
thing.
Todd said, good with me. Well, here's the answer. You can be sure that Hakeem went to a training meeting after this for managers after the case came back against his company from the Employment Development Department. He was informed that employees are to be paid when there is required attendance, so every employee, they got fined for every employee that had to go to that meeting, not just her who did not go, but every employee who did because they opened a case on it. Case, Hakeem's company loses. Labor relations make sure they are appropriately fined. I don't have the amount, but I know it wasn't appropriate.
Wow, because you know what's interesting, Cal, is the fact that she didn't show up was right with, but the fact, I guess maybe because he said it, if there's proof that he said you're not getting paid via email or evidence.
Yeah, see, that's the question I have. He got fined for every employee that went that
who
didn't get
did
paid.
Show up.
Who
right,
did,
I
but
agree.
Did he get fined for her?
Yes.
No.
Because she didn't show up.
Oh, no.
So if he didn't get fined for her, then
as to her,
as to you, the way you laid it out, which is her case, he wins.
Yeah.
See, Todd's getting technical on me. Here's
no,
the deal.
I think you're right.
The company had to pay the money, so in my view, they lost. And that, ladies and
did they lose when it came to her?
They didn't lose when it came to her.
Not to her specifically.
Well, then we get our points.
No. Okay, so that
all right, all right. Do we get? By the way, since Denise is here, do we get double points or no? Because Denise,
yes, of course, double points.
So we both get 2 points.
All right.
Yeah, because you said it was case. Each get 2 points for the case.
All right.
Next time, what would you do? Now, Fred, you drive a fairly nice car.
Yes.
What would you do if you took your FNC, that's fairly nice car, to the dealership for service, and you went back and they said, we lost it? What would you do?
There are fairly nice cars, and then there are fairly nice cars.
Well, if they lost that, I'd say, great, give me the new one. Give me the new version. I'll take that.
So we'll tell you what they said, because they tried to do that. But that, ladies and gentlemen, pending the resurrection of my audio computer, that is...
Case or no case.
All right. And now back to the show here.
All right. Here we go. So, look, those of you who've been following the show, there's a few cases that we follow, and one is the Lori Vallow Chad Daybill case, and that is the individuals that. Okay, let me back up. Lori, because Chad Daybill is innocent until proven guilty because he is still, his case is pending. But Lori was found guilty of basically offering her daughter and her son. And now she is so funny. Everything around this lady and him, people just seem to die. You notice that? People just seem to die. And so now she's got a vacation scheduled to go to Arizona.
Last time I saw this kind of mayhem, it was the Clinton administration.
Sorry. That was a low blow. Okay. Anyway, Todd's going to be off here. Anyway, long story short, we can't say that's
true. No,
it's not true. We don't say that's true. We say that's a theory of someone, but not of us.
The last time I heard these kind of allegations with a lot of evidence.
And a bunch of dead people.
All right. Well, that's all conjecture.
Conjecture, yes.
All right, here we go. So we're talking about Mom Lori Vallow. Lori Vallow, here's the situation with Lori. She's now heading back for vacation to Phoenix, Arizona. Vacation to Phoenix, Arizona to face conviction. Well, she's going to be tried for the death of, or at least, as a conspirator in the death of Chad Daybill's wife. So they're going back for that one.
Well, no. She's already been Chad Daybell's wife.
Yes.
She's already been convicted of that. She's already been convicted in Idaho for the death of her children and conspiracy to kill Chad Daybell's wife. Now she's going back to Arizona
another one
because of the death of her husband. That he was shot and killed by her brother, who claims self-defense, but now they've reopened that.
Okay, now they also are reopening. There's the niece.
Yes.
The niece's ex-husband of Lori Daybill. She's going back for that also, possibly.
That is
of
true.
The attempted murder of the niece's ex-husband. All right, you got the flow chart ready, everybody out there? So that one, she's going back for. So it's interesting how, as the news reports, come up that after she was found guilty of offing her children, they're talking about there, and they're doing a a press conference, and they're saying, okay, there's still two more charges. Oh, three. The other lady pops up that has to do with somehow the niece. Up three. So,
and the kicker on this one is the guy's name is Brandon Bordeaux, and he is the ex-husband of Lori Vallow's niece, and she is accused. I don't know if it's come to full charges, but she's accused, and they're investigating her involvement in a plot to kill him. He testified. He testified in her trial in Idaho that just ended.
Well, here's the interesting thing about that, too. And by the way, I looked them up. What a handsome couple with children, three children. She's her niece is beautiful physically. I'm sure she's a nice person also. And he's a handsome guy. I mean, it's just like they just. But here's another thing that I found. And I remember this, but I want to bring it up. It talks about Chad Daybill, Lori Vallow's fourth husband. Man, four? She had four. This number four, I guess. I don't know what. I guess one of them got off. I mean, but
well, look,
she's number four.
Listen, everybody has to have a hobby. But clearly, marriage was Lori.
The way she looked at the jury after the conviction came down, I'm wondering to myself, do they feel safe now?
Oh,
with all the
yeah.
people she's taken out, do they feel safe? Good question, right?
Well, isn't that so, crazy?
She is
the Black
in custody.
Widow? The Black Widow?
Yes.
Right? So anyway, that's what's going on there. There's going to be more of this. That's just a little update on what's going on. She's only 49. I'll tell you, I've seen, again, pictures. She's, once they go to jail, they can't use all the makeup. She just looks a little bit more, I'm going to say, how do I say this politically correct? Hammered or a little more?
Let's just say she could use a new business I've decided to open called County Jail Makeover.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just not as.
They don't allow the Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram filters.
Filters or the all the makeup maybe too, so I don't know.
Or maybe it's a jailbird filter that does that.
I'm not quite sure what's going on. And by the way, do we know where she's going to jail? Is she going to Texas, too, just like, I guess, that Texas low – well, no, Texas is the low-security one where possibly we've got Elizabeth Holmes going, and so isn't – what's the name of the gal that is friend – that was involved with the billionaire that was flying around. God, I just spaced the name. Come on, guys. The one we talked
about. Oh, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Maxwell. Where I think she's up in Texas, too. Isn't she at that low security?
I thought she was in she might be. She might be down there.
I think she's
maybe the Martha Stewart luxury prison, maybe.
I don't know.
No. So here's how my odd.
Those are federal charges. These are Idaho charges she was convicted of.
That's
right?
True, too.
Here's how my odd brain works.
Oh, here we go.
Because I'm thinking to all of this. I mean, it was when you mentioned, Fred, the pictures of Lori Vallow without the makeup.
Right.
And what I want to know is, when was the first time Chad Daybell saw Lori Vallow without makeup? Because if it was after all the events that he is alleged to have participated in, and after they get married, and if they waited until the next morning he wakes up and looks over, and if that's the image that he saw, is it that at that point that he goes, I may have made a grave error?
I think they both make grave errors.
It reminds me of the comedian when he walks along and got a deer over his shoulder fishing game warden comes up and says, what's that on your shoulder? And he goes, ah! Right? I mean, I'm sure that's what Chad Daybell does.
That's what my wife does.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. We'll talk about Florida's book ban, supposedly. This is an interesting one, and we're going to be following this also.
This is Radio Law Talk with Todd Koonin and Fred Penny. Stay tuned. The show continues in a bit.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
One of the biggest and most important thing in our country is the, Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, but, you know, freedom of speech, right? And that's a huge issue. And a huge issue has always been book burnings, you know, in Germany and stuff like that. What books should be banned and not banned, you know, because we have freedom of speech, right?
Yep.
And so the big issue here now, it's not just that. And this is a tough one. This is a tough balancing act. But what about the children and what's taught in schools and the books that go to school? That, I think, and again, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but there are some protections there and what books can or cannot be put there. You can't put porn books there. You know, you can't do that. You can't do a lot of things that are inappropriate, put it in the schools with children. But there's clearly this fight now that's going on where we got the LGBTQs+ books that are, state of Florida is saying are inappropriate for children and should not be in there.
Well, it was in one county.
Yeah, in Florida. And so now, of course, there's a number of, I'm going to say
publishers.
Publishers, but there's also individuals. I don't know. I'm not thinking well today. But there's also individuals that are filing also to protect these books and allowing them to be in school systems. But where do you draw the line in putting in school systems where there's small children the availability of absolutely, you know, where do you draw the line of
it's not difficult books. I don't think.
What is it?
I think we're trying to make it difficult. Books that depict sexual acts photographically or descriptive, is that appropriate for a third grader? Probably not.
Right.
If a parent wants that child to have that, let them go to the public library, check out the book, bring it home, and
right.
go over that with their children at home.
Right.
Is it the school's job to have that available? That's the question. To me, this isn't that difficult.
But where do you draw the line? Where is it? You know, everyone's like, you know, okay, well, if it's showing, you know, trans, how to transition from male to female and all that type of stuff, and you know,
you let the parents draw the line. It's their
not
job.
The schools.
It's
yeah,
their
but,
job.
Yeah, where do you
Don't
go ahead,
think,
Todd?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that the thing that makes this difficult. Like, I get where Cal's coming from, where he says it should be easy, but it's really not. Because if you have a governmental agency, and a school district would fall under the purview of being a governmental agency, and there is any encroachment on free speech, well, that's going to be subject to a test that the Supreme Court has said applies to these type of encroachments, free speech being what we're talking about here, and that is they apply the test called strict scrutiny. Which
right.
means that the governmental action has to be narrowly tailored to achieve a compelling governmental interest. And so the question here is, you want to leave it up to the parents, and I get that. It's just that, well, that doesn't really matter. That doesn't really fit the test for strict scrutiny, because you're going to have some parents to say, I'm okay with my kid looking at that.
Good.
And you're going to have other parents
Let
say,
them do it.
Well, hold on, Cal. Just
yeah.
hold your jets here.
I'm
you have other parents that say, no, I'm not okay. Well, that's fine, but the parents aren't the ones being sued as the gatekeepers for what the kids get to see. The one being sued is the governmental agency. And so, you know, what test is the governmental agency, the school district, supposed to employ? Now, I get it. We refer to certain things as clearly. I mean, you couldn't go and take a video that you would get at your adult bookstore, your adult video store, and
yeah.
put it in the library. I think everybody would say, clearly, that is not appropriate. Right?
Children's, the school library.
Yeah, the school library.
Public library, maybe. I don't know.
But what about that? But there is a one of the books that is banned is a book that's entitled The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I don't really know what that book is about, but I can tell you
it's probably got some stuff that's pretty controversial.
And I can tell you, but on its face, when I look at the title of the book and maybe even what the cover of the book, you'd really have to get into the weeds to see what that book, what is it that is objectionable? And is that content something that the government could say, we have a compelling interest in not allowing
right.
this in? And it gets difficult.
What's in the government's interest in allowing it other than protecting unfettered free speech, which among children has never been an unfettered right? For example, school newspapers. They cannot just put anything in school newspapers they wish. So, good question.
I like the way you phrased that question, Cal.
Thank you.
Because you said, what is in the government's interest in allowing this? Now, here's the thing that you really need to consider when it comes to your rights under the First Amendment, in any of the Bill of Rights, those protections are protections against governmental encroachment. The Bill of Rights should not be viewed as something that the government is saying, we have benevolently allowed you to do this. The Bill of Rights focuses on
endowed by our creator. I got you.
No, Cal, just stop. Yeah. Stop interrupting me here.
Okay, sorry.
The Bill of Rights acts as a check to prevent governmental encroachment.
Right.
So free speech cannot be encroached, and when government comes in to prohibit or encroach it, they got to have a reason. So you default to...
And it's going to be a pretty strict reason, pretty high
exactly.
end. Yeah, now, here's
exactly.
the other thing. Here's the other thing I want to bring in. There's maybe a little bit of a difference is whether or not these are in the school library or if they're taught to the children. So, okay, let's assume it's just in the school library. That's not necessarily teaching the children. Do the children have access to it? Yes, they do. But they have access, I guess, to the same books out in the public library. But if it's actually those books they're using to teach the children, that's another, I guess, another step. And that's what I don't know here, whether or not they're using these books to teach the children or they're just sitting in the library.
And if they're not, why would they be there? I mean, if they're not being used in a destructive position.
Oh, no, there's a lot of books in the...
Reference?
Yeah, they're just sitting there just as if they want to go to, you know? They don't teach Penryn Boy's book. That's my book that I wrote that sits in Penryn Library.
Now, here's the thing that I see with this lawsuit. You know, there's a certain thing that says, always follow the money. And this is what I see with the lawsuits we're talking about. This lawsuit is being brought jointly by Pen America and Penguin Random House. Those are both publishing companies.
Huge. Penguin's huge.
Yeah. Now, look, I get that those companies might be concerned about the individual book that you could find both in the library or that you could find in the classroom, a book that the teacher is reading to the class, because it's one book, maybe five books, whatever. But I think the big concern here for these publishing companies are the textbooks that might have this stuff come in, because those textbooks, that's where they make their money, is selling a textbook. You sell a textbook to a school, now you're selling hundreds of them to the school because every kid has to have one. And I think that the lawsuit is aimed at keeping the textbooks from being encroached under a book ban or a book burning ban or whatever they've got, because that's where it's going to hit their bottom line.
Well, here's the other issue. Bottom line, I watch Tower Records again. I told about Netflix. Are they going to be using books in the next 10, 15 years, these kids? Maybe not. Books might be out. I mean, all this book stuff might be out, and it's all going to be on the internet based, right? And it's all going to be online, and they might not even have books anymore using the school.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to follow this. This is something that continues to happen, and it's a balancing act. It seems like everything's a balancing act. Isn't that correct? And that's what we do. But we jump into, and we're not going to have a lot of time to go over this because this is kind of important. We have followed along what's called it's the nickname Varsity Blues. And the nickname is about these fairly wealthy people, and I've made arguments, and I'm going to make my argument again because we haven't talked about it in a while, these fairly wealthy people that are giving, quote, donations to the schools, and their kids are getting in these schools. And my argument is, so what if a person gives $10 million for a new engineering building that all children and school kids can enjoy if their kid gets in that school? That's good for the public good, right? That's for the public good. But a lot of people go, oh, that means the rich people get to do what they want. Well, you know what? A lot of the rich people sure help build a lot of universities and donate to universities all the time. That's what an appeals court looked at here on these Varsity Blues cases. We'll be back hour two. We're going to cover it after we do another case or no case.
It's the Ed Hemingway building, Fred. Ed Hemingway. Oh, Ed Hemingway, was he a writer? Yeah, he wrote a big check.
Yeah, that's right? Exactly right. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk will continue. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.